but I think it's pretty close. 39th tape of Ross, starting on May 21st. They tell me how to put on the shirt, and he said, I'll show you how to do it. First you put your head in, then you put your arms in like this. And then it was clear that it wasn't going to work on me. And then what's wrong now, Ross? What'd you say?
The problem is that the batteries don't work for
that. The batteries don't work for that? For that shirt?
No.
Oh, I didn't know that shirt had batteries.
No, it did.
It did. It did. Okay, now can I write a little letter, Ross, please?
There's a new battery. The batteries are all charged and permanent. The shirt works on you now.
Okay, Ross is telling me a story about, this is a bouquet. He handed me a little vase and he said, this is a bouquet. It's not a real bouquet. It'll break if you drop it on the stairs, he said. Now, what is the story
Dad,
about the bouquet?
Daddy, you got the entire story about that.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, Daddy. We'll just start from the beginning.
What's wrong with Mark?
Yeah, Mark.
Daddy.
Okay, tell me the story. What's the story?
I can't remember right now.
Why not?
Because.
Well, tell me part of the story then. Tell me the part about where you got it. Where did you get it?
I got it from a supermarket.
Uh-huh. And why did they give it to you?
Because it wasn't dirt, because I used it for water.
They used it for what? For water?
For a while. And then they gave it to me.
I see. Uh-huh. And why did they give it to you?
Because it was good.
You were good?
Yeah.
Okay. What did you do? What did you do?
I was good and don't
scream. Oh, and that's why you got it?
Yeah.
Who gave it to you?
That man, that growling man.
Did he growl?
Yeah.
He does grow.
I'm happy.
The man out back there.
Mm-hmm.
Across the fence.
You mean the man lives in the house over there? Mm-hmm. And he gave it to you? How nice.
He threw it over the fence.
He gave it to you? Because you were good?
Yeah.
But everything.
Oh, isn't that nice?
And I went out and out. And, he said he threw it over the fence to the children so they could play with it.
I'm going to show Marky where to go pee-pee, okay? Just hold on a second. I'm going to teach Mark how to go pee-pee, and Ross is going to show him that. Put it down.
Marky!
Okay, now take your panties off.
Let's put it on the wood.
You put it over here, Ross. Over here.
Let's put it on the wood where it doesn't... If it's
pee-pee!
Good, Ross. Good. Watch Marky. Marky? Marky,
yeah, is he
going
to sit
on it? No, take your pants off. Ross, take your pants off. Take them all off.
But that's why I can't do it.
No, it's just to show Mark. Show Mark how to do it. Show him, but take them all off. Take them all off. Okay, Marky,
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, Mark, you want to do it? You do it, Mark. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Good, Mark. Good, Marky. Marky. Good, Mark.
No pressure. No pressure.
Do it faster, Mark.
The pressure on the line. Pressure on the line.
Darth Vader's killing him, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Asked Ross if he wanted to take a bath with Mark, and he said, after my sleep is going to be swing park. In other words, no, I just want to go to the swing park. I want to sleep, and then I want to go to the swing park. And I don't want to take a bath with Marky necessarily. Ross said, I want to take my cape off. And then as he was doing it, he said, I'm taking the pin out of my cape. And then he couldn't do it. He said, will you take my pin out of my cape? I took it off, and he said, now I want to go out and play with the big boys. I told him to go out and play with the big boys. Is anyone out there now, Mary? Ross, there's no one out right now.
Why?
But you can play in the sand.
Why there's no one out?
I don't know. But you can play in the sand, and then when Daddy's going to take a bath.
Yeah.
Okay? And then we'll take you to the swing park. Mommy, would you like to come to the swing?
No, no.
We said that Marky smelled bad.
I got the sticky stuff on my
hand. Oh, I see.
And that's why I don't have to
do that. Ross said, but I smell a little bad. In other words, I smell bad, just like Marky smells bad. And they said, but I got the sticky stuff on my hand, and that's why I don't have to take a bath. Are you sure, Ross, that you don't want to take a bath? Sticky thing from the sugar?
Yes.
Well, if you take a bath, you can come in with me.
No.
Why not?
Because I want to play in the sandbox.
Okay, go down and play in the sandbox then.
I like that red.
Go ahead, go down and play in the sandbox. You want to put your shirt on?
Yeah, because I said Luke Skywalker.
Okay, let's put your shirt on. Come on. I saved Luke Skywalker when I was a Hulk, and I took Luke Skywalker away from Darth Vader. And then he said, and there's Superman. He saw his shirt, and he said, there's Superman. Ross said, that's the toilet for Marky, but when he gets big and big, then he can go in the big toilet like me. No, like I do. That was right. And after Ross finished teaching Marky how to go pee-pee, I said, thank you, Ross, and he said, you're welcome. Also, Ross talks about the batteries being all charged up. It's a phrase he uses quite a bit, and he says, you know, the problem is that they don't go very well. He also said it another time, oh, Marky's dressed. And then he said, this is Marky's dress, but Marky's dress doesn't fit him anymore. So Ross said he had to take his shoes off, and Mark came in, and Ross said, does he have his shoes off? And I said, yeah. And he said, did he take the shoes off? And I said, yep. And he said, I didn't. In other words, he wanted to check if Marky was following the same rules that he was, that he, Ross, was. Set up, Ross? Don't you want to go to bed now with your bottom on your blanket and your suitcase?
Yes.
What do you want to do, Ross?
Wait, I want to listen to what my papa makes and listen to become my bottle.
You don't listen to the bottle,
huh?
You're not going to listen to your bottle, you're going to drink your bottle, right?
Yeah. I'm going to listen to Snoopy.
Okay, let's go set you all up, okay? Get you all set up. Want to take your clothes off?
No.
Okay. Okay, which bed are you going to go into? No, that's not what Charlie Brown meant. Charlie Brown meant that if he didn't find out where Lila was, he's a very unhappy boy. That means that he would not be happy and he would not be able to sleep at night.
Happy.
Now, what did Lila do? What happened to Lila?
She was sick.
And then what happened to Snoopy?
He went back to Charlie Brown.
How come?
Oh no, he stayed for a while with Lana.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Lana hugged him.
Lila hugged him.
No one. Yeah.
And then what?
And then Snoopy came back.
Did Snoopy like the cat?
No.
Why not?
Because he took out his nose from the beach.
What did he take off?
Huh?
What did he take off?
What did he say?
You say he took off his something? What did he take off?
What?
Snoopy took off his something and said, yikes. Oh, I didn't understand what he said.
Well, he said, last yikes to the cat.
Oh, okay. And so then, what did Snoopy do after he said yikes?
Then the cat said, "Goog, yikes, yikes."
No, I know that. But what did Snoopy do?
He
went home to Charlie Brown, right? And then what happened?
Then Lila came out another day.
Then what happened to Snoopy's record collection?
I don't know.
Remember he gave it to Linus?
Did he
get it back?
Huh?
Did he get his record collection back?
His impersonation stuff collection?
No, his record collection. He had some records. You know, records, the thing you play on a record player?
Yeah.
He had some records and he gave them to Linus.
Yeah.
What happened then?
Then Linus gave him those back.
That's right. And do you remember the party? They had a party for Snoopy.
What was it?
Do you remember it?
Yeah.
What happened?
Snoopy cried, and he wanted to open his present right now.
He did?
Yeah.
No, that's not right. Who cried? You know who cried? It wasn't Snoopy. It was Charlie Brown who cried.
And Snoopy cried. Who? Yes, he did.
He went,
aww. Let me see.
What happened to the smiling
ghost? Daddy, you want to see on my boat she cried? You want to see that?
Okay.
I'm going to shout.
What do you want to do? Marky said. Mia Uppy.
Uppy.
You want to come up here?
Uppy.
Say Uppy, Mike.
Uppy.
You say Uppy?
Puppy.
See, Snoopy cried.
Oh, you're right. He did cry in the party. But see, Charlie Brown really cried.
Yeah.
Charlie really. He opened his mouth and cried. Yeah. Poor Charlie Brown. He screamed. He cried. He bawled.
We gotta be
I know, I don't want any more boys up here. Now listen, I've had enough boys. I've been good to you boys. I took you to the swing park. No. I told Ross if his key didn't work on his key car anymore. He said, yeah, but for a lot of time it did work. I said, yeah, and then he said, but now it doesn't. And I said, yeah. Ross, wasn't that interesting? We played back all the side of the tape. And I said, you got to listen to yourself talk? And he said, yeah. Now I want to listen to Snoopy Come Home. And really cried. Yeah. He screamed, yeah. Russell, Scooby had a birthday and cried, and Charlie opened his brown opened his mouth and really cried. He screamed and bawled, right? Yeah. What was wrong with Charlie Brown?
He had a fever.
He had a fever? He was sad because his dog was leaving, too. Yeah. What about Marky? Does Marky need to go pee-pee? What? No, not yet. Okay, good. Okay. Rossi said, but I got my Empire Strikes Back collection, and now he's telling me all the toys that he needs.
And a
Han Solo with a gun. Mm-hmm. When are we going to get them? When are we going to get those toys?
When we're back in Pittsburgh.
Right. And when are we going to be back in Pittsburgh?
Hmm?
When are we going to be back in Pittsburgh? When do we go back to Pittsburgh?
We will get
teachers back. We get teachers back, right?
Yes.
And where do we go first?
Right here.
What's this called?
Hungary.
And how long do we stay here?
I don't know.
2 months. And when do we go to Holland?
I don't know.
After Hungary. And how long do we stay in Holland?
I don't know.
1 month. And then where do we go after Holland?
I don't know.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And then who do we get?
Hmm?
Who do we get in Pittsburgh? Teachers. We've been talking to Ross about having Coca-Cola, and he said to his mother, will you let me? And she said, I said, no, Mommy, it was Mommy's decision to make. And Ross said to his mother, will you let me? And then Mother talked about it a little while, and said, Ross said, well, if I can't have Coca-Cola, then I'll have 7-Up. And Mother said, well, we don't have any 7-Up.
Mama said that would be best because I'm having
coffee. Mother said, Malna syrup. You want Malna syrup? Well, you might get nothing. Look, Russ. If you can have you want nothing or Malna syrup? Okay. So you want syrup? Syrup. It's called Hungarian. It's called Malna syrup.
Yeah, and then that is called
7-Up. Like that with a P on the end.
Yeah.
And what do they say in German?
German money?
No. No, they say syrup. Just like in Hungarian.
Oh. What's a Hungarian?
Malna syrup, which means raspberry syrup. Malna is raspberry. You ever had raspberries?
No.
Well, this is pretty good stuff.
Coca-Cola.
Well, Hungarians, you know what Hungarians say Coca-Cola? Yeah. You know how they say it? How they say it? Coca-Cola. Can you say that?
They say 7-Up.
No, they say Coca-Cola. Can you say Coca-Cola? Don't say it.
7-Up.
They don't have 7-Up.
Yes, they do 7-Up.
No, they don't have any.
I mean, that's a pizza.
Pizza store?
Yeah.
No, that was in Germany, Ross.
You mean when
we had
Pittsburgh.
Pizza?
No,
or
I mean
Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah. Pittsburgh, they got a lot of 7-Up. They got 7-Up and they got Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back collections. Okay, but that's in Pittsburgh, then?
Star Wars.
Well, we're not going to Pittsburgh now.
Huh?
We're not in Pittsburgh now.
No.
Where are we?
Okay, what do they have here? They have Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola.
Can you say that?
Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola.
I'm going Coca-Cola.
You want Coca-Cola?
Yeah.
Okay, and what about Malna Sur?
Huh?
Malna Sur?
Malna.
You want some Malna Sur? Okay.
Yeah. So I can have Coca-Cola.
Okay, you want Malna Sur?
Yeah. I want Malna Sur.
First you drink the Malna Sur,
yeah,
and then you have maybe some Coca-Cola after. Well, because that's the way we send it. First you have to drink this Malna Sur.
The story said once upon a time there was a little boy and a little brother, and there was a house with them. Yeah. And there was a bus. They went to the bunny house and got in it, and there was a hole in it, and it was a bunny house. There was no bunny in it. There and the little bunny weren't in there. So they stayed there for a while, and then they went back to the old house, and that was the end. Well, what happened to them when they were in the bunny house?